Olds. Three women received prestigious awards during the first Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business event, held March 8 at the Pomeroy Inn and Suites. Camille Lebrecq of Didsbury received the Visionary Young Woman Award. The Women of Influence Award went to Sherry Fote of Mountain View County. Letitia Gohl of Didsbury received the Businesswoman of the Year Award. The luncheon and award ceremony also celebrated International Women's Day, which fell on March 8. The local group celebrates business women in Mountain View County, Nihil County and Clearwater County and urban centers within them. Visionary Young Woman Award. Kelly Kierlich, General Manager of Community Futures Central Alberta, presented the Visionary Young Woman Award. She noted that it goes to exceptional young women 18 to 29 who add value to their community and demonstrate leadership and innovation. Kierlich said the winner has made a significant difference in the Mountain View County and Neighbors area and region through her commitment to a cause or pursuit of a personal dream while showing her perseverance, adaptability and a keen understanding of community issues. She indicated that Lebrecq fits that bill. Camille Lebrecq has been an outstanding teacher at Top Note Music School in Didsbury and Carstairs, Kierlich said. She has also been involved helping children at the library and working at other stores in town. Camille thinks outside the box and is willing to make a path for others, young and old. Camille advocates for women and as a young person, cares about developing the music industry in our region. Kierlich said Lebrecq is also fluently bilingual and displays professional empathy and concern for people of all cultures. Women of Influence Award. Tracy Courtley, branch manager of RBC Royal Bank in Olds, presented the Women of Influence Award. Courtley noted that it goes to a woman who has identified a local community need or issue and initiated meaningful change, as well as dedicated their own time and resources to champion their cause. Fote was nominated for the award by the 4-H community of Mountain View County. Courtley said Fote has been a 4-H leader for more than 30 years and has not only been so in Mountain View County but also at the provincial level. For those efforts she received an award recognizing that outstanding support. In 2022, Fote was part of a team that organized Aggie Days in Mountain View County, promoting the importance of agriculture and teaching children about where their food comes from. Sherry is a shining example of community spirit to all who know her, Courtley said. Whether you know her as a church member, 4-H leader or bringing a meal to a grieving family, Sherry is there for everyone, a true woman of influence. Courtley said Fote also has a great ability to rally volunteers in the community when the situation demands that. She is a leader, mentor, a friend, Courtley said. She is a shining example of community spirit to all those that know her. Whether a church member, a 4-H leader, a youth or a youth group or just somebody who needs a helping hand, Sherry is there for everyone. Courtley said it's well known in the community that, when there is a need, Sherry will figure it out and how to fill it. Businesswoman of the Year. Ashley Anderson, Community Relations Advisor for TC Energy, presented the Businesswoman of the Year Award. It goes to a woman who exemplifies leadership and business expertise. She exhibits a consistent commitment to business excellence and is eager to create innovative opportunities, Anderson said. She demonstrates respect for and engagement with her community, her customers, clients and family. 14 women were nominated for this award. There were three finalists: Gohl, Kim Free of Sundry and Robbie Spady of Carstairs. Anderson noted that Gohl rose all the way from a child development assistant to executive director of BGC Olds and area. Anderson said that Klein demonstrates her passion and leadership skills. Letitia's initiative was evident when she secured an early learning and childhood grant which enabled the club to establish a 10,000-square-foot facility, expanding its capacity to serve 164 children each day as well as addressing a crucial need in Mountain View County by providing high-quality, affordable childcare options that supported women in pursuing career opportunities, Anderson said. Anderson said under Gohl's leadership, the organization has expanded to several locations across Olds, Bowden and Didsbury and its staff has grown from 7 to 70. Letitia's unique blend of leadership, strategic vision, commitment to excellence and dedication to personal and professional development makes her a standout candidate for Businesswoman of the Year, Anderson said. Anderson congratulated all the finalists. Not only are you exemplifying qualities of leadership and business excellence, but your contributions are building the community up and driving your community forward, she said. Attendees also heard greetings from Rimbey Rocky Mountain House Sun Dri MLA and Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services Jason Nixon, Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA and Speaker of the Legislature Nathan Cooper also addressed the crowd, noting many major achievements for women over the years were obtained by Alberton women. Cooper also introduced Arts, Culture and Status of Women Minister Tanya Furr. The keynote speaker was Vanessa White, Executive Director of Clean Technology, Alberta Innovates. It was noted that among the crowd were Town of Olds Mayor Judy Dahl and Mountain View County Reeve Angela Albers.